Hello and welcome to On the Podcast, where we talk all night and only. I'm here with my co-host, Gil.
Hello, I'm your co-host, and today we'll be talking about Warzone, birthdays, and childhood.
Yeah. No. First off, we're a little late.
What?
We're a little late. Because of me? Yeah.
You're like 12 hours late.
Yeah, I'm 12 hours late. And this dumbass here, he said he wanted to record at 5 a.m. in the morning.
Because you said 5, I don't know, 5 in the morning, I guess.
I thought you said 5 p.m.
No, I said in the morning, you said, yeah. And I was like, all right. And I texted you, like, at 5:11.
5:11, yeah.
And you didn't answer.
I was still asleep.
Bruh, I'm sleepy right now. I stood up late.
Bro, I thought, when you said about something about an all-nighter, I was confused.
Yeah, I was like, because you said 5 in the morning, I'm like, 5 in the morning, then might as well just do an all-nighter. Because it was like 12 in the morning we were talking, or texting.
Yeah, I fell asleep like at 1.
I fell asleep like at 5 something, I don't know.
Anyway, let's just get into topics. Warzone, right? Mm-hmm. So me and him have been playing a lot of Warzone lately. Like, a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, not a lot, but, like, we paid. And honestly, he's trash as shit.
No, I mean, the game kind of is, but it's alright.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me, it's fun, but...
Well, because I only played it one time, that's why, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, he's trash.
No, I'm not, bro.
That's all I gotta say.
I had to adjust my sensitivity when you left. Because you lost in the gulag, like, 7 times.
No, I did not 7. Yes. We didn't play that much.
Right. Because you left, because you know you're gonna be garbage.
I left because I had to eat, and I built a soccer table thingy.
I know, but like, when you left the last match, I got like 4 kills. Then I got like jumped by a whole squad.
Imagine.
I mean, I got 4 kills. You died like you were like one of the first people to die. So.
Goddamn. Like, one of the first?
Hmm?
Like, one of the first?
Yeah.
Damn.
You are AFK.
How did I die, anyway?
I don't know. I didn't go with you. I just jumped off at a random spot.
Yeah, okay. How was I in the gulag?
It was fun. I just hate the shotguns, because, like, one person just waits in a corner just so you can shoot me.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Pistols are easy.
Don't stop them. Bro. Yo, get out.
No, get out, you.
Oh, my God, bro. This is why I can never record something alone. And, like, in my YouTube, I can never record a Let's Play because my brothers over here always, like, try to ruin this shit. So, yeah. Anyway, Want to get to next topic or what?
Yeah, I guess.
All right. What was the next topic? I forgot.
Birthdays.
Oh yeah. The reason I brought this up because like I've had like so many interesting birthdays.
Then,
like this one time, I just buried my face into a fucking cake. Like on purpose.
Like, you just buried just, like, your whole face?
Yeah, even my hair got some. Like, my hair isn't, like, as it is now when I was 8 years old, but it had... Okay, so, let me just... So, it went up, like, in a spike.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like a single spike haircut and like everything flat and everything.
Like a mohawk?
Yeah, not like a mohawk, but like just a single spike like on the front of my head, basically. I don't fucking know, but it's basically that. And yeah. I had that, and that shit got on my hair. That was when I was like 8, and I had like a Spider-Man fucking cake.
Yeah, Spider-Man themed birthday party.
Yeah,
those were the good old days.
Yeah, wondering. Also, do you have a mask? A COVID-19 mask?
Yeah, I have like 5 of them.
Well, I only have 2, and I have 1 in my pocket right now.
I guess I have mine on my desk, like, or just in a pile.
I have mine in, like, in my pocket, just in case I need to go somewhere.
Well, you know? Aren't you in your house?
Yeah, but, like, sometimes, like, my parents want me to go somewhere.
Then you forget to bring one, so you just have it with you.
Yeah, just in case. Mm-hmm. You forget. What is that?
What's what?
The constantly banging, like...
Oh, the...
Yeah, that.
It's just a Rubik's Cube. That's it.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I forgot. You're trying to install a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah.
How's that going?
I'm doing somewhat, like, I'm decent at it.
I'm like, you're like, at least, are you getting it done?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm actually doing way better than I thought I would.
Damn. What's your progress right now? What's your progress right now?
It's like the whole white side is done. Then like the other like the blue, red, green, and orange are like somewhat done. Like half of those are done already.
Oh,
the back, like I'm pretty much like halfway done.
Oh, okay. So right now, I'm bored as shit. So, that's why I've been starting podcasts, right? Mm-hmm. Like, my other podcast, Friendly Fire. But, like, basically, nobody's on, basically.
Where can I hear that at?
And now it's at Apple Podcasts.
Is it?
It's called, Friendly Fire.
I'm about to check it out.
And it's on Spotify, too. But anyway, what's your... fucking weird thing that happened on your birthday?
Like something weird that happened?
Yeah, on your birthday, basically. Now, all I remember is that one that I just burned my face in a fucking cake. That's all I remember. But.
Hold up. I don't even. Like, I have, like, a bad memory with events, so, like, I have to think.
Alright. Well. I'm just talking about other people's birthdays because some of them are weird too. I don't think I remember telling this, but like in the last episode, did I tell you about in the last episode about like how in parties and shit?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay.
I think
that like the last episode was like whole food and the outro was like the best part. Fucking barbers getting shot.
And then you say, well, Bad Bunny listens to us and just steals the idea for a music video. Yeah.
I swear.
I won't be surprised.
it's an actual coincidence where, like, they had that original idea, but, like, someone else... Okay, I don't know, man, but still. Anyway, what was the other topic?
Childhood.
Oh yeah, I have so much shit in my childhood. Like it's a miracle I haven't broken anything. Have you like ever gotten like, fucking
like pretty much like hurt like so bad to be sent to the hospital?
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
No. Have you?
No, but like I've had like a few scandals. Mm. Just like a few.
A few.
I remember just going, like, on my neighbor's bike, right? Not my neighbor's bike, but, like, you know those back things of the bike? Let someone else ride on it.
Oh, like the two like things that go on the wheels so like you can stand
on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, those I went on those with my neighbor, right? Mm-hmm. And I wanted to get off, right? But he kept going, like down a hill. Right? And so like I fell off and like I scraped the bottom half of my fucking leg and the bottom part.
Like in your shin?
No, not my shin, like the opposite fucking side of it.
Oh.
Yeah, I escaped all of that shit.
Was it painful?
Yeah, hell yeah, it was. It looked like if you just put a cheese grater on your leg and just went down on it. It looked like that.
Were you bleeding a lot or?
No, not a lot, but like it looked like all the pink and shit.
Mm.
Yeah. No, I was bleeding just a little bit, like from the I don't fucking know, but. The deep shit, but it definitely just looked like if you just put a cheese grater and just went down on that shit.
And it's some dumb stuff when you're an adult.
Hmm.
Like, I can tell, like, once you're an adult, you're gonna do some dumb stuff like that.
Probably, but yeah, I would honestly, but
yeah.
How do you think
2020 will end?
Just fucking the world just exploding. Watch.
What do you think's the worst thing to happen, like, in 2020 besides COVID-19?
A fucking zombie apocalypse.
No, like, something that happened. Like,
all the worst thing that happened.
Yeah, no, like, what do you think, like, is the worst thing that happened so far that's not coronavirus?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I think it's the murder bees.
The what?
The bees and the murder bees.
The hornet wasp?
Yeah, those. I swear, like, I'm scared of, like, bugs, like, already. For some fucking, like, they look so fucking weird. They just creep me out, like, a fucking lot, but.
I'm not that scared.
But now those shits, like, what the fuck? Now I'm gonna have to use a fucking pistol just to kill one of them, bro.
You didn't need that really good accuracy, though.
Yeah, no, that's a thing.
So, like, you're just chilling, like, in the bathroom, then, like, you just see a bug, you're just gonna pull out a pistol and shoot it?
No, like, well, no, for the murder hornets.
Oh.
I'm just, like, yeah.
So imagine getting stung by one of those.
You're gonna die.
I mean, you won't die. It's just gonna be like a lot of pain. Like,
yeah, I don't know what's like painful. The black ant one, or
you mean like a bullet ant?
No. I think it's a black ant. I don't remember, but it's yeah, one of those things, or a fucking hold up. I gotta switch it up. Because I remember seeing a video of like No, this was in my reading class. Where, like, I think in India, I don't remember. But they put, like, a whole glove of black ants. And, like, the most painful, like, fucking sting in the world. Right? Mm-hmm. And they put a glove of, like, black ants on you. And then you have to, like, keep dancing for, like, 5 minutes.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. But hold up, I gotta switch. Fuck. I think it's called a bullet ant. Oh, hold on. Bullet ant. God damn it. I don't think it's a bullet ant either. But fucking hell. All right, I'm gonna just switch up. Passage. Fuck. Passage of. Fuck. Was it Rites of Passage? I don't remember. Fuck. Yeah, okay. Rites of passage. Yeah, I got it. Okay, so I know that they put like a whole glove on you and just fucking.
Oh, then like, isn't that like a tradition thing?
Go to ants. Yeah. Yeah, it's no. Okay, I wasn't. Fully correct. It's on Brazil. Mm. Yeah.
I remember learning.
Yeah, it's a bullet. It's a bullet ant. Yeah, it's a bullet ant.
Yeah, so I was right.
Yeah, you were right about that. I thought it was a black ant. I don't remember. But yeah, they put like gloves on. Second time. They put gloves on. Of like for like fill the bullet ants and make you like dance for shit for a ton of time.
But like, what's the point?
Like, it's a rite of passage apparently. It's like, that, okay, so, the Satere Mawe are a tribe that lives in Amazon for rainforest of Brazil, who have a bizarre and painful rite of passage that all boys of the tribe must endure to be accepted as men. The bullet ant is a species of ant with the most painful stink of any, the most painful sting of any insect.
The bullet ant has the most painful sting?
Yeah, apparently. Of any, like, any insect. What about the murder hornets?
I'm kind of worried about that, because, like, if they kill the whole bee population, or, like, a lot of them, like, we're pretty much screwed.
Yeah. Also, but not the Mexican bees, bro. The Mexican bees were just going to fucking jump the murder hornets. Watch.
How bad are those?
I don't know, but like, yeah, those are fucking bad. Mexican honey, are they honey wasps?
Oh,
that's basically what they are. Not even fucking bees, but yeah, I think they can last long. The fucking honey wasps. I believe in those motherfuckers to kill the fucking murder hornets.
Yeah.
Sorry, they must be called a murder hornets for a reason, right?
Well, yeah, because, like, they're big, they kill, like, insects, like, a lot. Like, one of them can pretty much just wipe out a whole beehive. Like,
damn, like, one of them?
Yeah, I think.
Just one.
But they can kill, like, a lot of, like, honeybees, like, quick.
Oh, I thought like they put that name because they killed people, you know.
No. But one sting can't. I don't think a sting can kill you. Like, yeah, I don't think it can.
I swear, if there's a bee that like just fucking that just like fucks you up like until you fucking die, I swear, like this whole fucking decade, no, not this whole decade, this year will go just to pure shit.
We're living in history.
We're living in hell. I feel like God is just trying to punish us for no reason. I don't know why.
He's testing stuff.
He's playing Plague Inc.
Yeah.
Yeah. What could he? What game is he playing right now? God. That's making this world go to shit.
First, he started playing Plague Inc. like by December.
Yeah, and he started playing Bee Farming Simulator. I think, I don't know.
Next thing you know, he's just playing GTA.
he's fucking playing playing versus zombies. Imagine.
Next thing you know, there's an actual zombie.
Yeah, and there's actually plants that can kill the fucking zombies.
Oh no.
Honestly, that wouldn't be so bad because, like,
I mean,
we have fucking plants.
Yeah.
So I just decided to put on a mask for no reason. Anyway, what?
I hate wearing the mask. Like, I suffocate.
Bro, I have glasses on.
Every time I breathe,
like, the glasses get like a
foggy.
Like, poofy. Yeah, foggy. I was about to say poofy, but whatever. Jesus Christ. Okay. Jesus Christ. Anyway, back to childhood. Have you ever been stung by a bee?
No. I don't think I've ever been like stung or bitten by anything.
Oh damn. I haven't either, but like I have a story that and my brother has.
Would you like to share that?
Yeah, of course. That's why I told it. Okay, never mind. So what happened was like we were at a pool. Like you know those pools that you fill up.
Yeah,
those. And like it was like going to summertime and like a black bee just came in, just stung his ass on his foot, like near his vein.
Like what did he do to the bee?
Oh, he did nothing to the bee. He just came in, just fucking, he just fucking stung him. That's all I remember.
So you're telling me just a bee just like randomly shows up just to sting him and then just leaves?
Yeah. Like, we never saw the bee after. No, it was a black bee, so it wasn't a fucking, I don't know, but whatever. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Oh shit, I heard something go down there, but anyway. What other shit do you have? What child shenanigans do you have?
Someone got shot like where I used to live. That happened.
Oh yeah.
Like
anything else from that or?
Let me think.
All right. I think I've already told this, but about my scar, my eyebrow.
I think you did, but I forgot.
Yeah. So the scar was that I was just acting up on my fucking birthday, right? Mm-hmm. And I hit my head on the fucking edge of the table.
What were you doing?
I don't fucking remember. But I hit my head on the fucking table. And then I got a scar there. And apparently it's going I don't know if it's a curse or some shit like that because my brothers have it too.
So it pretty much is just passed down by generations, something like that.
Probably, I don't know, but I got mine at pure coincidence. Like both of my brothers got it the same way, which is pretty weird. I don't know if it's a curse started by me, but honestly, that would be pretty cool.
So you pretty much just started something.
Yeah, probably basically. I don't know, but. Yeah, whatever. It's gonna be pretty cool if I actually started a curse or some shit like that.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. How about you?
I don't have any scars or anything.
Damn. So you're a healthy boy.
Yeah, I'm a healthy boy.
Damn.
I'm also a safe boy, you know? I'm not an idiot like you that just does.
Shut the fuck
up. I mean, no disrespect, but, you know I'm right. You do more dumb stuff than me.
I know, but, it's for the fun of it, anyways. Yeah. What happened to your, yellow shit?
What yellow stuff?
You keep saying, yellow. We only live once and shit like that.
Yellow. What?
No, YOLO.
What the hell is YOLO?
You only live once.
Oh.
God damn, you forgot your own
Yeah, but I never gave the YOLO thing, like, oh yeah, you only live once. Like, I never gave it that. I just say you only live once. I don't say YOLO.
All right, fine.
I mean,
hold on, I have to put my mask away. Hold on. Anyway, you can keep talking.
I mean,
well, I just put my mask away.
Like, I actually just realized that YOLO means you only live once, but like, doesn't it also?
Bro, you just realized it?
Yeah, I just realized that.
Bro, that was like years ago.
Okay, but like. Alright, but quiet. You know, like, he's quiet.
Oh my god. Bruh.
But I'm trying to solve a Rubik's Cube while you're doing this podcast.
Alright.
I'm about to have like two full sides done.
Yeah, like two full size something.
Size like.
Yo. Yo. Fuck, never mind. I thought I had a topic, but no, I don't. Fuck. Jesus Christ. Well, on the topic of fucking just shit, right? Mm-hmm. On just childhood shenanigans. I don't think I've told this story in the podcast. We're like, my pop. Okay, so it was the summer, right? Mm-hmm. And like there were so many kids on the fucking kitchen. Day. I'm about like 10.
And was the kitchen big?
No, it was like that whole house I used to live in was like a little bit cramped.
So the kitchen was small, pretty much.
Yeah, it was small, but like not as small too. It, like everybody had space, but like it was small. It looked like it had like a bit like 15 kids in there. Mm. Well, like still, mm-hmm. It was actually 10. Anyway, so everybody just wanted a Pop Tart, right?
Yeah.
And like I decided to cook one too, and I had a mini oven, right?
Easy bake oven.
So I. No, not an easy bake oven. No, just a mini oven. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like I put the fucking Pop Tart in there, and I guess I waited for too long, right?
Yeah.
Because the Pop Tart got so bad, it exploded.
Bruh. Yeah. Pop Tart can explode.
Yeah. Apparently, yeah.
Right. I never heard anyone say that.
It gets them that bad at fucking toasting Pop Tarts because that shit exploded. Dead ass. Like in the fucking microwave and it exploded.
In the microwave or?
Not the mini oven, whatever. Oh. We just called, me and my brother just called the fucking microwave. Whatever. Jesus Christ. But still, yeah, it did explode in the fucking microwave.
Was it like, did it leave a big mess or?
No, like, it left a big mess in the fucking mini oven, but otherwhere else, no. Mm. Yeah, it would like, have you ever had the s'mores Pop Tart?
I don't like Pop Tarts.
Oh, damn. Well, the s'mores are the best. Hold on. Let me search for where I can buy those because, honestly. Those are the best. Pop Tart. They sell it at fucking they sell it at Target. They sell it at Amazon. They sell it at Walmart. But still, these motherfuckers are the best. You can't change my mind. You won't change my mind that any other Pop Tart is the best because those Pop Tarts are the fucking best. I said what I said, and anyone who can to disagrees, fuck you.
Pop Tarts are disgusting. I just made up my mind. You can't change it.
Yeah, whatever. I don't care because I know that s'mores Pop Tarts are the fucking best.
I was about to say something, but I'm not going to.
Alright.
No, let me just say it.
You just say it on the podcast.
That sounds disgusting.
Well, like, I know it does, but, like, still, it's a fucking best. Once you try it, it's a fucking best.
So you're pretty much saying, like, it's pretty much, like, a life changer. Like, you don't like it at the beginning, but once you try it, like, you just like it.
Yeah, you're just in love with that shit. Honestly. Like, it has 5-star reviews on everything, basically. 4.3, 4.6. Fuck. Wait, no, those are home ones. Never mind. Homemade ones. But yeah, you know what I'm getting at here. Those shits are good. Anyway, oh yeah, talking about fucking childhood shit. I used to play a lot of Black Ops Zombies. Black Ops 2 Zombies. No, both of them, actually. Okay. Yeah. That's why I'm so good.
Yeah, okay.
But then I used to play a lot of that shit. We never did the Easter eggs because we never, like, I found the point of that shit.
Easter eggs are just for fun.
Yeah, so yeah, we never did it. But we just took fucking, yeah, we just did them. Also, one of my friends, like, showed me a Hot Pocket tasted like.
I never tasted one. Are they good?
Well, thanks to my friend. Yeah, they're all right. They're like your classic, like, go-to meal. Mm. Like, your classic snack. Your classic, what's it called? Like, if you got nothing else to eat, then, yeah. It's one of those things. They're good. They're good. They're all right. Still. Fucking hell. Anyway. I'm sorry if you heard that. I was scratching my fucking arm without letting go of the mic. But Jesus Christ. Anyway. Oh, yeah. You know what? One thing I fucking hated in Black Ops 2? Zombies. When the bus fucking left me.
Oh, in transit?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a map we can only get because, like, when we were kids, we didn't know how to fucking buy more DLCs. So, yeah. But still, I hate it when the fucking bus left me. That's why we always played fucking town instead of transit.
I mean, transit is like fun, like when you have friends, you know.
But yeah, like, it's fun when you're playing
it solo. It's like if you miss,
it's real fucking.
Yeah, but when you miss the bus,
like if the bus leaves you, like your only option is to stay where you are or go through the fog and deal with the fucking denizens.
That's actually
which
two options, not one.
No, yeah, that's what I said.
You only have one option.
No, wait, okay, fucking hell, okay, you're right, all right. But still, you know what I mean. Jesus Christ, like, oh my god, the amount of times I have been left.
It's just like, it triggers you once you see the bus moving. Like, if you're on the bus and you're running towards. No, I hate the most, like, when you feel like you've been to the place so long, so once you're about to go on the bus, you just see the bus leave.
Yeah. Like, you just turn. Like, you know where the power station is at? The power station? Yeah. Once you turn on the power, like, the bus just leaves you.
I mean, you have to be quick about it. Like, you have to find out the
pieces. Yeah, I know you have to quick about it. Yeah. Build that shit and, like, just turn it on and watch that whole shit and then get the fuck out of here.
Then you also have to, like, make one specific jump. Like, over, like.
Oh, yeah.
I remember, like, the times where I would be, like, in a high level, so I would just go back there, like, to get, like, just to, like, be somewhere else and then. I was sometimes playing solo, and then, like, I would miss the jump and just die. And that would be, like, in 2019.
I mostly played fucking multiplayer just because, like, I never had, like, a PS3 or Xbox. I had a Wii U. Mm-hmm. And at my friend's house, I used to play. Like, if he's busy, I can just, like, play his fucking. Mm-hmm. On PS3 or his Xbox. I had two like major friends over there. One of them had an Xbox and one of them had a PS3. I remember playing WWE on that shit on the Xbox.
Yeah. Was it fun?
Yeah, it was fun. You never played WWE on the games?
Yeah, that was like a long time ago though.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. I still remember it though, just because like it was fun as shit. I remember playing in the cage. And just like it's not destroying the cage, but like going outside the cage and just like fucking up people outside the cage. You know?
Yeah.
And you know where the table's at, where the commentators are at?
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that?
Yeah. That's my little brother. This is why I can never do a fucking Let's Play ever.
Like, just film in your closet.
Yeah, but like these motherfuckers will try a way to fucking ruin it anyway. Anyway, go ahead.
Why can't you just do it outside? Like, is it loud outside or quiet?
Yeah, it's fucking loud. We got the fucking train.
Well, I guess you just have to be lucky enough for the train to not come.
Yeah, and when like anyone else just doesn't come.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so I remember being in a fucking cage. And in the games, there was two modes in the cage. There was like one mode where you had to escape the cage, and one mode you can just do bat shit with the cage. Mm-hmm. I remember always choosing Rey Mysterio. Yeah. What other game did you play as a kid?
I used to play a lot of Sonic Racing on the Nintendo 3DS. If you ever played that.
Damn. Oh yeah. Well, talking about Nintendo 3DS. Do you remember that game where like it was always on every 3DS, where like it was a game where you took a picture of something and then shot that picture.
Oh, like it. Yeah, it was like
on the faces.
Yeah,
the
faces. Yeah. And, like they have like those helmets and they're just like.
Yeah, and like with the like little fans on their head,
and then there'll be the final boss and all that.
The final boss was a fucking bitch when I played it a lot when I was a kid. Like I used to get like so fucking mad at the fucking faces and like oh my god, bro.
And I never took a picture of myself like.
Yeah, me neither. I just took a picture of the fucking wall. Yeah. Jesus
like,
Christ.
If I took a picture of my face or something, like that would just be weird.
Yeah, for me it was too. I just took a picture of the wall.
Like, the weird animation with the like mouse and all that.
Oh yeah. Fucking hell. Wait, which level was it like your favorite?
I don't remember that much. That was like 6 years ago.
Jesus Christ. Like I remember one of the levels where like the when, like once they die, they like their hair just turns into a fucking afro.
Yeah, that's what, I only remember like the basics, like that and like the boss and like the like all of them and all that. Like, didn't you shoot like yellow balls or something like that? Like at them? Hmm? Didn't you shoot like balls?
Yeah, like yellow balls and shit.
You just brought back like that memory.
Yeah, because like the Nintendo 3DS, like that was a big part of my fucking childhood, bro. I remember just fucking around with that shit a lot.
I was something.
Jesus like, Christ.
Like playing around with it, like it was fun. Then that's when you all got like consoles and all that for TV.
Yeah. I remember playing Luigi's Mansion on the fucking 3DS.
Oh, yeah.
We just mentioned with my shit. Dark Moon. Yeah. That was my shit when I was younger. Because, like I finished the whole fucking game. And now I can't, I just fucking suck at it. I don't remember the controls or anything.
You used to be so good at a game, but then, like, years pass, you play it again, you're just garbage at it.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. I tried playing Luigi's Mansion 3. Mm-hmm. But, like, I also was garbage on that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Damn. I remember on my Wii U, I used to play a lot of fucking Smash.
You good at it?
Yeah, hell yeah. I used to trash everybody at Smash. Like my cousins, my fucking my friends.
Wait,
I think I already told this
about this in a podcast like 2 weeks ago, I think.
Yeah, well, whatever, but still, I think it was the second episode, wasn't it? Yeah. The second episode was the parties and difficulties. We talked about this in the third episode.
Hold on, let me check.
Yeah, it was in the third episode because it was like games are waiting for a guest.
Episode. Yeah.
So, yeah. So, but here's another thing, mm-hmm. right? I used to fucking like trash everybody, right? Like at any game, and I don't fucking know. All right, the reason I'm bringing this up is because like this happened on New Year's Eve. Okay.
This New Year's Eve? Like the past one?
No, not this New Year's. I don't have my fucking Wii U anymore. Hmm. Because the gamepad just fucking broke.
Couldn't just buy a
new anyway, one. No, I couldn't. I don't think they sell it anymore. The fucking Wii U. But if we could, then like I would be like ecstatic. Hold up. Wii U. They do have it. Never mind. Huh.
How much?
They have it for $700. Yeah.
Wait, 700?
It can go like if you want the fucking the only the console, it's just only $100. Yeah. Yeah. What the fuck? Bruh. I just saw on fucking eBay. Super Mario World 3D. Super Mario 3D World from Nintendo Wii U. $10,000, bruh.
For $10,000.
For $10,000.
Just for the game, right?
Yeah. It's fucking bullshit.
I bet you can just find that in GameStop for like $3.
For $3?
Three, hold up. Better go do something.
Alright. We can just like and like put an ad over here. We can just put an ad over. I guess I'm gonna put an ad over here. I guess. Yeah. Okay. Just put it in. Yeah, I'm just gonna put an ad.
Alright.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Damn, I had to cut the whole, I cut that whole shit out.
You mean you cut it out? You're going to, or?
Yeah, I'm going to. Yeah. Anyway, back to the fucking thing. What are we doing?
We were talking about Nintendo, I believe. Oh yeah, the Mario game was like
$10,000. Hold on, I'm gonna send you the screenshot. Hold on. Bro. Fuck. Alright, I'ma just fucking send you the alright, you don't have Instagram for. Oh, I already did screenshot. Oh, never mind, I didn't. Wait, there it is.
Damn. Super Mario 3D World 10,000.
Exactly. What the fuck? Also, if you hear that in the fucking background, bro, I'm sorry.
It got like a whole 5-star review. You see that?
Yeah, the
892
fuck?
892 ratings and it's all 5 stars.
It's probably the guy just fucking just put himself.
It says factory honestly. Sealed, not Nintendo.
Exactly. Who the fuck wants to buy a not Nintendo game?
I don't know. It's probably like one of those like they messed up and like they couldn't like put this in stores or whatever because of something. Yeah, if that is the case, that's still too much.
Yeah, that is. For a non-Nintendo game. Anyway, yeah, I used to have like a best time in New York's Eve.
Why?
Like, oh my god. Because like I had a whole sleepover. I had like fucking candy. I had like almost everything. I had a working laptop. I had oh my god, it was fucking great. And my cousins were there, so like, yeah. Do you have favorite cousins?
Not really.
Oh wait, well I do. And honestly, they're fucking amazing. And shout out to my cousins. You know who you are.
Do they listen to this?
I don't fucking know, but I hope they do. But anyway, I don't care. Anyway, oh fucking. So back to crashing people on fucking Smash Brothers. I don't fucking know, but same thing. I'm still a god. I'm still a god. Oh, that's all I gotta say. I'm still a god. How about like about 3 years ago? Yeah, like the official Super Smash Brothers.
Like, how long?
Yeah. 3 years ago. But don't worry, I still got the skills.
Are you sure about that?
Don't worry, bro. Don't stress about it. Yeah, I'm sure about it.
Oh, trash you if I still play.
Yeah, okay. You don't know how good I am with Mr. Gaming Watch. Okay. I'll even trash you with Omar, bro.
Yeah, okay. I'll trash you with you like Ryu, Mewtwo, Little Mac, Cloud.
Because they're DLC characters. The most trash character there is on Super Smash Brothers is Olimar.
True. You're right, I'll trash you with Little Mac.
Yeah, I'm gonna trash you with him.
With Little Mac, bro. You're light work.
Yeah, okay, bro. Shut up. I'll trash you with Ness.
Oh, I forgot about that young boy.
Yeah. But, like, yeah. I'll trash you with Lucas. Mm-hmm. I'll trash you with Meta Knight. I'll trash you with Kirby. I'll trash you with Yoshi. I'll trash you with, what's his name?
I trash you with the most basic character. I trash you with Mario.
Bro, I trash you with Wii. Yeah, Wii Trainer Fit, bro. Wii Fit Trainer, whatever. I'll trash you with her.
Bro, I haven't played the game in a long time. I don't even remember when it's the last time I played. I trash you in Minecraft Hunger Games, though.
Not even, bro.
Yes.
Do you even have Minecraft?
On mobile and on Xbox. Trash you.
God damn. You're not gonna trash me. Like, I can survive longer than you, bro.
I played a lot of Minecraft Hunger Games on the Xbox Live, so.
Well, I played a lot of Minecraft when I was fucking in fifth grade.
I was in my prime Hunger Games.
Yeah, me too.
See, I'm a Minecraft veteran.
No, I was mostly in prime with Roblox and fucking Minecraft.
I played more Minecraft and like Roblox in fifth grade.
Yeah, me too. Oh, fuck. I mostly played both of them, but like now it's kind of boring. Like, I try to have like the fucking Asado experience again, but like, it's not. Roblox is fucking boring. Like, it's fucking. I watched my old that my first video. Screen,
like I saw like, that, I realized that brought back memories, and then you said that too. I was like, damn. Like,
yeah. Yeah, I'm a Roblox OG.
Because I just saw the spin in, the blue spin circle, and that just brought back memories right there.
Yeah. I remember watching Roblox YouTubers that like weren't trash.
Roblox YouTubers.
Yeah, back then, but like now they're just fucking trash.
Like old, like Minecraft and Roblox.
Like Albert. Like fucking Albert, goddamn, he went downhill real fucking fast. Like back then, like when he used to do like his trolling admin videos, those were the best. Like now he's just fucking trash. It isn't good anymore. I mean, it's just now he just does like story time videos and shit.
Most of the Roblox and Minecraft YouTubers from back in the day all play Fortnite right now.
Probably.
I mean, except some for some Minecraft YouTubers still play Minecraft.
Yeah, but most of them just play fucking Fortnite, they gay night, whatever. But same thing, dude. Just fucking. It's just sad to see like some YouTubers just fucking fall.
Have you watched Sky Does Minecraft?
No, but I've heard about him when do you remember Stampy Longcat?
Oh yeah,
Stampy Longcat.
Then they play on Xbox or something.
I think so. I don't remember. Bro, Sky Does
Minecraft.
Videos.
He's like the biggest, like I think Minecraft YouTuber. But then like
I know,
he just went downhill. Like his career was over. I forgot what he did, but like I think now he does music.
Oh damn! Do you remember Jared? Oh yeah, he lost. Like you know how James Charles lost fucking
subscribers.
Fucking yeah, he lost subscribers like 3 million. Yeah. And Pro Jared was like the second
person to do
what's
so.
It called? Like no, he was the second person under James Charles to lose like many subscribers. He lost like about like 10,000 in a day.
How much did he usually have? Like,
I don't remember, but all I know is that he lost about 10,000 in a day. Damn. Yeah, because like apparently he cheated on his wife.
Wife.
So everybody just like fucking. Oh, yeah,
that's,
wife.
That's doing too much. Like, especially when once everyone finds out about it, and, like it. Like,
yeah, everybody's a fucking idiot for it. Yeah. And kids, that's why you don't mind.
And that's why you know why.
Anyway.
What? You said, and that's why you know why.
Right? What?
No, well, like.
No, I said, that's why you don't lie. That's what I said. Yeah. But, yeah. Whoa. Oh, yeah, I used to play a fuck ton of Skylanders.
I never played them, but like I just haven't seen a lot of commercials about them.
No, I used to play the fuck out of Skylanders back then. Like, damn. Like, I used to have like the friends I used to the friends I do the Friendly Fire podcast. Yeah, they were my childhood friends. They know about like fucking Skylanders. I always played it with them every time I went to the house.
You would just like drink your Kool-Aid while you're playing Skylanders.
Yeah. All that shit. They used to have a fuck ton of Skylanders. Like just like a fuck ton. I remember. Like they had like Skylanders like theme in their room. Yeah, it was fun. And then one of the other hosts, the co-hosts in the podcast, it was really into Dragon Ball Z. And that's how I got into Dragon Ball Z. And yeah. That's what I better say about them. But yeah, I used to play a lot of fucked in the Skylanders back then. Jesus Christ. Like, I even have a Skylanders book because of them. Yeah, so I haven't. Also, I bought Skylanders 2.
You bought the game?
Like, for the Wii U? Yeah, I bought the game. And the figurines, too. Well, I didn't buy any figurines. I just bought the fucking game.
You have to buy, like, a pad to place them down for them, like, to be in the game.
No, it comes with the game. Yeah, the pad comes with the game. Also, the pad looks cool as fuck. At least for the Wii U, but like the pad looks fucking cool as shit. Like it has changing LED lights. It has changing LED lights on the fucking thing. The Skylanders like fucking color is on the fucking pad of the LED lights. But it looks so fucking cool. I don't know how to describe it, but it looks so cool. Yeah. So, yeah. I remember playing a fuck ton of Super Mario Galaxy. Have you played one of those? Super Mario Galaxy? Or Super Mario Galaxy 2?
I think I played
it.
Yeah.
I only played the first one. Damn. Yeah, that shit was a power trip too. Because honestly, I fucking loved it. I don't care. But yeah, what other games did you play as a kid?
Mario Kart.
Mario Kart. Yeah, I used to play a lot of fucking Mario Kart. I used to play a fuck ton of like the original Mario games.
Most of the stuff we're talking about at this point is just stuff we talked about in the third episode.
Yeah, in the other podcast. So we should just talk about like real life, childhood. Yeah, because I got a ton of those too. Like to sum up my fucking childhood. Was I used to go like outside like nine hours a day, just come back until like I moved from my house. Honestly, it was a great experience because like having those friends be with you like all the fucking day and just like sleeping and just coming back outside. It was fun.
No.
Yeah, no. Like even during the fall or the fucking yeah, even during the school year we still did it. Like mostly during the summer because some of us would do some shit. Or like in some instances it would be like them and them, yeah. I don't fucking know, but
all you know is that
it was either crazy. Them by themselves. Yeah. All I know is that we had like a real good fucked up time. And yeah, that's all I remember. Honestly, it's pretty. It's fucking boring. Like ever since I left,
you don't have any.
I'm fucking bored. Yeah, except for Nate, my neighbor, but. Yeah, other than that, nothing.
So, what do you even do nowadays?
I just, like, decide to fucking do my YouTube and shit. Or, if I'm bored, I just fucking watch Netflix or some shit like that. I don't know. But, I just do some shit just to keep myself entertained. Either way, I remember eating a whole bag of fucking Takis without knowing they were spicy.
Like, they just tasted great.
Yeah, it just tastes fucking good. I remember playing Mortal Kombat.
Which one?
The tenth one, I believe. Oh, I remember the ninth was like, I think it was the tenth was like, what's it called? I remember playing Mortal Kombat 9.
Yeah, in the PS3.
With Rain, yeah. When I remember Rain, Smoke, Cyrax, I believe.
There was Striker.
Who else? Kruger. Oh, yeah, Striker. Yeah, I remember that shit. Rain was my favorite character, bro. Striker. Yeah. I mean, it was either Rain or Smoke. Both of them are the fucking best. Yeah. So, I remember just going inside and playing like we were like fucking chasing each other with the guns and shit. Like we were just playing like real life fucking zombies, even though there was no zombies.
So y'all just had like
we did a lot of dumb shit, but honestly, it was just fun.
Oh no, there's a zombie right there and whatnot.
Yeah. All that shit, yeah.
I'm actually glad. Like, I'm glad
we that was fun.
Like, in a time zone where there wasn't, like, that much, like, TikTok and music, you know?
Yeah. I'm glad we didn't grow up with fucking Jake Paul. Yeah. Like, to be honest, like, I had no fucking internet back then. I didn't have like nothing of internet.
All you have is the TV.
Yeah, and all I had was like a fucking tablet. But like I used to go to my friend's house and I like, just watch YouTube there on my tablet. Other than that, like I didn't have fucking nothing of internet. But it was all right even without internet. Like I didn't fucking care. Yeah. At least for me, but I'm ready to do a lot of dumb shit with alcohol.
I won't be surprised if you get arrested as soon as you turn 21.
I just start fucking start drinking and driving.
Who knows, you might change.
Yeah, I might change my view on it, but like, I hope I don't, because honestly, I just want to have fun the whole time.
Yeah, like you say, we say,
you only honestly, live once. Like,
so we have to make the most of it.
Only once. So. Like I want to like like when I'm an old piece of shit, right? I'm gonna just be like to my grandchildren, like. I'm gonna tell you some stories that they have and like all like me drunk and shit. That's what I want to have.
What you never had those you experiences because you never have time. Like, what will you do?
Well, I never really.
So like you
run out of time, basically. Yeah, well, I always have fucking time no matter what. I don't know why, but it's fucking strange. It's so strange. Like, even if I do like all my fucking homework, I still will have time, for me at least. But all the time might be gone when I'm adult, but I don't fucking know. Not yet, but I don't know. Like, next year or some shit. I don't know, like a fucking office man.
He's gonna wear a suit every day to work and come home like late at night.
Probably, but that'll be the most boring job ever.
Like
that sounds like a very boring life.
Like the whole day, coming home late, sleep, do the same routine every day.
Yeah, just do that. That's what stresses me out, like having a boring ass life.
You have nothing.
For me, that's just fucking no. That's why I don't want. I don't want like a boring life. Yeah. Like having that thought with that back of your head, like if you don't do something right, like you're gonna fucking You're like your life's gonna go to shit basically because of one thing you did.
If you do a job that you like, they say you pretty much never work a day in your life if you like doing what you're doing. You know.
Yeah. No, and honestly, like, if I can get money off of getting drunk and like having a good time, and like hell yeah, you know.
Like, you'd be brain dead by the time you're like 30. Cause like 30.
Dirty.
Yes. Like, as soon as you turn 31, you'd be like, oh well, guess what? My birthday. I'm gonna go to the bar now and just drink and get drunk. Like,
and not like what I'm gonna do for my 21st birthday is gonna like I'm gonna have like 21 shots
of it. Bad already, like 5 shots is bad, but like multiply that by 4, bruh.
21.
I think you're doing it a bit too much right there.
Okay, fine. Like, so this is what I'm gonna do. When I'm 21, I'm gonna be like I have one shot, right? When I'm 22, I'm gonna have 2 shots. When I'm 23, I have 3 shots. So when I'm 24, I have 4 shots.
So
when I'm 25, I have 5 shots. When I'm 26, I have 1 shot.
Surprisingly, like there's a miracle, and you're like 100 years old. You have 80 shots, not 80, 79 shots.
Probably. Like I'll have more like during the fucking years, you know. Like it won't be like only my birthday, you know.
So, like, you get used to it, you know.
Yeah, why not? I'm just doing one shot, but whatever. Honestly, you know what I want to do? Either with the other podcast or with you, right? What I want to do is, like, I want to get high and, like, on our story, we just put, like, we and, like, you are and, like, I'm high. It's, like, we, me, are, you, hi, me, and just you ended up with ass fuck. Yeah, I want to do this shit either with you or
also, are we gonna mother co-host try the like world's spiciest hot sauce and do like dumb stuff with it?
Yeah,
we can do a podcast at the same time, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah. We should do, no. You know what we should do? We should like fucking live stream a podcast.
Tell people which one.
With like, yeah, as an all nighter.
What do you mean, like do it all night?
Stream, yeah, do it all night, like stream all night.
We could do that.
We could, but like we're just gonna be like, we're just gonna be full of shit at the end. Jesus Christ, we already passed like the 1 hour mark.
Talking, so I didn't want to.
I just fucking realized that. Jesus Christ. Do we end this episode here, or do you want to have right, another long-ass outro?
Outro. So, is there right, something dumb like last time? Like, a barber getting shot, like, you know?
Let me just look at my notes, because I have so much dumb shit in there. Oh yeah, remember that time I sent you that shit that made no fucking sense that they were like in another language? Yeah. I just got this from fucking Twitter. What? Like apparently it cursed you.
Like if you read it?
Something I don't fucking know.
Oh, cause I read it and
yeah, for some reason I don't fucking know, but yeah, whatever. I read it too, though, don't worry. Nothing happened to me.
I guess that's it for this week's podcast. Hopefully next week.
Yeah, we did 2 podcasts this week. Hopefully. Yeah, hopefully. And also, I want to read a little poem. All right, I gotta find the fucking poem because, like, all right, okay, I found it. All right. Rose the red, rose the blue. Self-trusted you. I thought.
Why in bloody hell does Makarov know you?
Anyway. That's the end of this episode, so yeah. I guess it's more... Okay, now. Should we end it with... Oh, my guess it's morning?
I mean, it's just gonna be weird.
What?
If it's like...
Five, well, whatever, it's fucking...
PM, and you say, oh, I guess it's morning, then like... I mean, I guess it doesn't matter, because like...
Yeah. Just imagine someone like just fucking puts it like fucking 4 in the morning and like at 6 in the morning as soon as you say that it hits 6 in the morning. I want that to happen like so fucking bad, but or I'm gonna say 3, 2, 1, I guess it's morning. So yeah, like we're gonna end this episode.